All right, well, let's go and bring the RDA meeting to order. So we'll start with roll call, please.
Board Member Knutson?
Here.
Board Member Harker?
Here.
Board Member Cochran?
Here.
Board Member Burgess?
Those are really loud today.
Hey, that's good.
No, it's echoey.
See, Ben's not, he's going to just be alert and get dinner tonight. He's going to let us know.
We'll just have to project. All right, we'll go ahead and bring the RDA meeting to order here, and we'll go ahead and start off with the discussion and consideration of the resolution 2602. Dina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, that is a little, we're getting weird feedback. Thanks, Scott. Thank you. We have a few items to go over tonight, and the first thing, of course, those are the agenda, are the bylaws amendments. So I'm just going to jump in and provide some information about sort of the key amendments that are being proposed in the red line that was in your packet. The first is officers of the Board of Directors. We're seeking to modernize some of the terminology that's found in the document, and then also establish different officers than you have as the City Council. I know this is a departure from what it's been traditionally, but I wanted to talk about what I believe are going to be some benefits of following this path. I think one of the things that's important to look at is other cities that have redevelopment agencies. Taylorsville is in the minority. Most of the other cities within the Valley, Salt Lake Valley, have this model of having different officers for their RDA board than they have for their City Council. I think there's some important opportunities when we sort of separate the bodies. It prevents situations where it might be just a little bit odd. I'll give you an example. On the land use side of things, we're going to start seeing some developments happening in the redevelopment agency project areas, at least I'm hoping. And those will go through a path that normally you would normally see. Planning Commission, then that'll come to you. You'll be looking at development agreements. You'll be in, as the body with the chair and vice chair of the City Council. But you're also going to be looking at things as a redevelopment agency board of directors, and that is primarily developer participation agreements. And that's the financial relationship that we may be developing with those developers that come in. And it's been my experience that to see a separation between those two actions and those two processes actually can bring up some pretty good dialogue between sort of the officers of the council and the officers of the redevelopment agency to make sure the city's interests are represented appropriately in both organizations. Because I can only imagine it's probably a little bit odd when you're like, okay, now I'm wearing this hat and now I'm wearing this hat. And so I feel like it's important to have officers in those different bodies be able to bring the point of view of that entity that they're representing to that dialogue. I think it actually benefits everyone in the long run. I think it enables a dedicated focus for the officers of the Redevelopment Agency Board. Like I said, it may reduce conflicts, although I can't imagine we're going to run into that problem. And then it really does, for me, really kind of enhance the independent oversight that the staff and the agent and the appointees of the Redevelopment Agency provide. So I'm making my case for that change, and I'm like I said, making that recommendation. Other key amendments in the bylaws, if you reviewed them, were the appointees. The positions, roles, and authorities were clarified, and we added the attorney. That hadn't been part of the bylaws in the past. The chief executive officer, we also I also included some clarification on the roles and the responsibilities, and then also a method to amend the bylaws, which was lacking from the previous bylaws. So those are really the key elements that we're proposing, and I'm happy to take any questions about that before a vote to either approve or deny or approve with amendments the red lines that we provided.
Okay, very good, Dina. Board, is there any discussion or questions that you'd like to bring forth?
No questions.
Okay, Ernest?
So where would there would be a whole new board, is what we're saying?
No.
I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
The board will continue to be the five of you, but the officers of the redevelopment agency will be different than the officers of the city council.
And we're, I guess you'll just appoint people to those positions?
No, we'll have a vote. If you approve these bylaws, we will have a vote as the next action on your agenda item.
All right. Okay. Anna, Meredith?
No, I think it's cool. Dina, I just love that you joined our team and that you're seeing things outside the box, seeing things that will be more efficient, will work better for our city. So I think it's really great.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. All right, so we'll go and move on to item number two, election of RDA.
Well, do we need to have a...
We get the resolution adopted if everyone wants to adopt it. So I'll entertain the motion for adopting the resolution, or we can amend, whatever you'd like to do. Meredith?
I move that we adopt resolution number 26-02 of the Redevelopment Agency of Taylorsville City, adopting amended and restated bylaws, policies, and procedures.
Very good. Kurt?
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Board Member Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Burgess?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
And Board Member Knutson?
Yes. Okay, very good. So that has passed. And so now we'll leave about the election of RDA officers to move on to.
And Mr. Chair, I'd like to mentioned that Board Member Barbieri has expressed an interest and willingness to serve as the chair of the Redevelopment Agency Board, and Board Member Harker has agreed and expressed a willingness to serve as the vice chair of the Redevelopment Agency Board. So I would put forward those nominations for consideration.
Okay. All right. Are there any other nominations that would like to be put in? I didn't know that we had nominations that were already being opened and such. So... Ernest, Kurt, any that you'd like to move on with?
If it's not you and I, since we're currently chair and vice chair, then at least the three.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm just wanting to make sure that there's ample room for discussion on that. Ernest, anything that you'd like to put forth?
No.
All right. So we'll go ahead and move forward with the proposal for Anna to serve as the chair of the RDA board with Meredith as the vice chair. Kurt?
Make the motion that we approve Anna as the chair and Meredith as the vice chair of the RDA board.
Okay. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Thank you, Meredith. Roll call, please.
Board Member Burgess?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
Board Member Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Knutson?
Yes. Okay. Very good. Now we have item number three, the continuation of the public hearing regarding 2601, the resolution regarding the updates to the area off of 5400 South and Bangor. Dina?
Yeah, thank you. This is an action that's required in state code. When a budget is amended for a project area, particularly one that was started before 2016, you may recall me talking about a taxing entity committee meeting that had to take place. So what I wanted to do is just ground everybody and remind everyone about this project area. It's 65 acres down at the west end of 5400 South. The project area was established in 2007. The budget was originally amended in 2012 to have a capture area, a tax increment capture area and extension from 2012 to 2026. The COVID extension was something that was provided in state law, and the RDA board went ahead and took advantage of that, so that extended it to 2028. And there was a cap for the tax increment financing that could be collected of a little bit more than $22 million. So that's kind of our starting point when I joined the city. We did take this to the taxing entity committee, and these are the steps that are required in state code in order for us to amend the budget. So the first step is to convene that taxing entity committee. They had a public hearing on the 4th of December, and then again on the 16th of January, where the tech actually did adopt the plan. So that step two, if you were able to look at those documents, you'll see all of the documentation that the taxing entity committee looked at, which was the resolution to amend the budget, the amended budget document itself, which was just a remarkably small and probably rather irritating for everyone to look at spreadsheet on an 11 by 17. I apologize. I'm happy to share additional information about that if needed. A baseline budget, or excuse me, performance metrics, and I want to come back to that just very briefly, but then the baseline tax increment finance budget for the project area, and then the tech actions met the requirements in state code. We were required to have a letter from an attorney saying the tech went through the proper steps in order to bring this to you to finally adopt. So before we go through with that, like I said, I wanted to just mention the performance metrics. This is, of course, an older RDA project area. It was under a tech. Not all of them are under techs anymore. They're just through interlocal agreements that are negotiated directly with the taxing entity committees. But I have to say that I think one of the benefits of the tech, and I may be one of the very few redevelopment agency staffers in the state that would say this, this was a really effective process, in my opinion, because it got very specific input from some of the largest taxing entities that we are basically asking them to invest in Taylorsville, to allow their increment to flow to us in the redevelopment agency so that we can develop this area under that guidance of, and I think I mentioned it last time we met, as sort of our investors. They are our investor group, and that's really how I see them. So I have to thank the Granite School District and Salt Lake County for really taking the lead on bringing these performance metrics to our discussion, and they were adopted, and that document was in your packet. I would encourage you to take a look at it, and if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them. But I think this is a really important step and direction that both the district and the county and the city have sort of joined forces with, obviously, the acquiescence of all of the other tax entities as well, to go forward and make sure that what we say we're going to do, we're going to do with their partnership. And so I think that's really important for us to just take a moment and thank everybody. So the actual actions that the tech took are two pretty simple things. They extended the tax increment collection period to 2038, and one was an affirmation of the tax increment cap at $21 million. You'll notice that that's lower than what we had originally approved, and that reduction is the elimination of the Salt Lake County Library increment from that. It's something that the county requested, and the taxing entities looked at, and the city agreed to as well. So those are really the two actions that were taken by the tech. And so what's in front of you now is that step number two, which is the redevelopment agency resolution adopting the actions of the tech. So that's what we're seeking from you tonight.
Okay. Very good. Are there any questions, discussion?
What was the year again? It goes till when?
2038.
2038.
Mm-hmm. Another 12 years.
Yeah.
Why? I'm just curious, why so long? Why that many years?
Well, the way we calculated that and the way we approached it was the prior approval was for $22 million. And I really felt like we could have asked for just many, many more years, but we didn't, because what I thought was reasonable was to say the taxing entities approved that dollar amount back in 2012. So I kind of pinned our request to that dollar amount. The taxing entity committees are getting these requests all the time, and it felt reasonable to say, look, at some point in 2012, you all agreed that this was an important thing to invest in. The city's not asking you to invest any more than the commitment you made in 2012. So to get to that $22 million, we did a calculation of how far out we need to collect, and it's through the year 2038. So that's kind of how we came to that dollar, that year and the dollar amount.
Okay.
So, interesting.
Okay. Any other questions?
So how is the money, you're committed to 22, right? Or is it 21?
It's $21,292,000.
So that money comes from?
That comes from the property tax increment from all of the taxing entities that are part of this project area. So it'll come in a little bit each year, and that's the total aggregate amount that we expect to collect by the year 2038.
So when that's all collected, then what happens?
Well, as it's being collected, it's going to be used for the costs that are pointed out in, that are provided actually in that baseline TIF budget, the second to last bullet on that page. We put a budget together of how it's going to be spent. I can tell you that with this project area, 5% is by state code is held aside for administration. 5%, 20% is held aside for housing. So a housing set aside for affordable housing. And the remainder can be used for projects like, you know, infrastructure, roads, sewer improvement. Those are going to be the big ones that we're going to be looking to use these funds for in this area, because right now the sewer system cannot handle any intensified development on these sites. So we have to solve the sewer problem if we hope to redevelop these parcels of land.
So would that area then would be targeted for housing?
Yes. Yeah.
And is it the whole of it or?
Well, the 16 acres that you all know is the Kmart site, right? We've had multiple development proposals over the years. And so we expect another one to be happening on that site. And we're also looking at what are the improvements that we could do north of 5400 South, right? We have a big box gymnasium whose lease is up in 2 years. Is there a better use for that site that might bring better value to Taylorsville? So those are all things we're looking at, possibly using these funds for. But when we went through the performance matrix with the taxing entity committees, we laid out where we think those funds are going to need to go based on some of the cost estimates we received. Some I received from Ben, some we received from Taben and Kearns Improvement District. So we have a pretty good idea of the kinds of things that we need to do to improve and sort of, you know, raise the property values in that area that will justify the generation of that increment. And then at the end of it, when it retires, right, when it expires, then all of the taxing entities benefit greatly from the fact that those property values have been increased. And so when it drops off, they'll start receiving 100% of the tax increment, which is substantially more than what they're receiving now. It's really cool.
Okay. Very good. Kurt?
Being in those meetings with the...
Kurt, I don't know if your thing is working.
It's on.
Okay.
Light's on.
As long as they can hear it over there.
Yes. See if that one down there works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one works great.
Yeah.
in those tech meetings, I think, well, we didn't quite spell it out. The feeling that I got in those meetings is that if the RDA takes this on, this is going to entice a developer to move forward on that property now, mm-hmm. because some of the feedback that we've gotten in the past is that developers couldn't get it to pencil out because of having to include that in their plans.
The sewer. Yeah, exactly. You're correct.
I just want to clarify for the rest of the council. So moving to this and designating that money for this, we might hopefully see something happen out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. It's an exciting prospect.
Yeah. Things like this get me so excited because it's so forward thinking and the future and it's a plan. I love this kind of stuff. So.
And it's a blighted area.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Great. Very good. Is there anything else to discuss? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Anna, motion.
Which one are we on? Number three?
Yep.
Number three.
I move that we approve continuation of public hearing and consideration of the RDA resolution.
Sorry.
Yep. Just go to the...
Not, I hope not continuing that, but that we're adopting, hopefully.
Sorry. Adopting the
resolution.
Adopting resolution 2601 of the Redevelopment Agency of Taylorsville City approving the Second Amendment amended 5400 South and Bangor Highway Urban Renewal Project Area Budget.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Meredith. Roll call, please.
Chair Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Knutson?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
Board Member Burgess?
Okay, Ernest's work.
Okay. Very good. We'll just go and move on to item number four, the approval of our regular meeting minutes. I'll entertain the motion. Great.
Yep. Make a motion that we approve the minutes, the RDA meeting minutes from May 21 to 2025.
Okay, is there a second?
Wait, 2025?
That's what's on there. Those are the minutes that were put in the packet.
It was May? Okay, all right. Sure, second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call.
Board Member Burgess?
Here.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Chair Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Knutson, sorry.
Yes. All right, very good. There are no other items, so we'll go ahead and adjourn the RDA meeting.